I'm Art Kaplan, and I'm at the Division of Medical Ethics at the NYU Langone Medical Center in New York City. Recently, Chinese scientists published a paper in a fairly obscure journal announcing a remarkable experiment, but I think it was unethical. The experiment involved using a new technique that snips genes and allows you to insert new genetic information into those snips called CRISPR. A lot of American and European scientists have been working on this technique, but what the Chinese scientists did was they took human embryos and altered them and tried to insert messages into the embryos. Now, those embryos never came out of dishes, but the experiment itself is deeply troubling. The Chinese scientists crossed a line. Up until now, almost all genetic engineering has involved bodily cells, changes in them, say, if you're trying to treat blindness or cystic fibrosis or hemophilia. You're making changes in cells, but they're not passed on to future generations. Obviously, if you're altering cells in an embryo, you're going to be passing these changes on to future generations. Those future generations can't consent. Those future generations are going to deal with the unexpected or unanticipated consequences of trying to modify their genes. So the Chinese scientists crossed a major bright line. They went from somatic genetic engineering to germline engineering, meaning they are now trying or have set the precedent that it's all right to change our genes, knowing that these will be passed on to our descendants. Well, it isn't clear to me that it's wrong, but it is clear to me that if you're going to do that experiment, you have to have a lot more approval, a lot more international discussion, a lot more supervision than seems to have been applied in the case of this Chinese experiment. They didn't say very much about where the embryos came from, whether people gave consent to their use. They didn't say very much about what they thought the limits might be, if any, on trying to change genes in our descendants. Is it just to repair hereditary diseases? Would we try to enhance or improve our traits? Would we try to select features or aspects of our children that we just thought were beautiful or interesting or something that appealed to us? What are the limits and how ought this technology be used? We need to have some serious, intense, transparent, and public discussion. The Chinese just did it, published it in a journal, and there it was. And I think that frightens the public, and it may take away a tool that could prove very useful in the battle against disease by having people think, there are just people out there, renegades, who are going to do whatever they want, and there's no way to control them, and there's no way to rein them in. What might be some ways to rein them in? Well, you could have criminal penalties and say, you do it without approval, you're going to jail. Journals and the editors might say, we're not going to publish this unless it goes through a long approval process. The media might even say, we're not going to announce it without mentioning the fact that they have inappropriate ethical approval for it. So it's not like we're powerless, but we just have to put our foot down and say, if you're going to make a leap into an area like germline engineering, it ought to be done by more than just one team. Finally, the results of their experiment were useless. That's why it didn't appear in a major journal. They tried to insert genetic information, they didn't do it well, and they didn't get anything worth reporting. The paper concludes by saying, we need more work on this. I don't even think the paper should have been published. I'm suspicious of the fact that the journal that took it may have done it just to get a little bit of the headlines. Bad science combined with bad ethics is just bad. I'm Art Kaplan. I'm at the Division of Medical Ethics at the NYU Langone Medical Center, and thanks for watching.